recording going.
In Meg's absence, who do we know who is running the meeting? I guess I can move us through the agenda. But I can't call the meeting to order.
Oh, I can call the meeting to order. I call the meeting. You said
that. Yes, we did. Thank you. Okay, the meeting has been called to order at 4:55. Approval of minutes. Thank you to everyone who helped work on these. Are there any edits or amendments?
I move we accept them as is. They were fine for me.
Well, I drafted them partly.
So you can still second, I think. Given that we only have four trustees, I think it's appropriate.
So, may I ask a question?
Yes.
Is it still okay? So I noticed that the minutes have the enumeration on the left. Is that like a pattern that has been used over many years for the library?
I've inserted the running numbers for a couple years now. Mm-hmm. I forget who requested that, but it was just a way to make it easier when we're discussing the minutes and people have edits that they want to make to say line 54 as opposed, we can always switch it to another numbering system.
I would add to that I believe Beth Dow or whoever does the minutes for the select board of the DRB, they do the exact same thing.
Okay.
So there's a protocol that's used.
I was just curious. You know, it was the first time I saw it, that makes total sense.
Yeah, it's just a tool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Barbara moved, Natasha seconded.
All in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, it passes unanimously. Public comments. Leafy, anything you want to share?
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
I like your hairpin.
Thank you.
Okay, director's report. So the only thing that I have to add that wasn't in here, but which happened this morning, and it's very exciting, is that I heard back from the lawyer about the Robert Hicks fund, and she put me in touch with the former executor of his estate, and I was able to speak with him, and he had no recollection of any restrictions on the gift. So we have not been able to find paperwork that says there's a restriction. The executor doesn't remember there being a restriction. My best guess is that somewhere along the line between recent directors, there was a miscommunication and we came to have this rumor of a restriction and we've been following it ever since, but it turns out we don't have to. So I've saved the email in our records where he says, go ahead and use it for whatever you want. So I think we can kind of say the Hicks issue is closed. And now we started the year with two funds that were restricted and are now unrestricted. So that's great.
Amount,
so thank you, Natasha, for your help with that. And
what are the amounts?
Maybe 20,000.
Part of our accounts.
Yeah. I just can't remember.
I know the Hicks one is like 15,000.
Oh, 15,000.
And I think the Brett Schneider is probably similar. I can't remember, but we probably get $500 or $600 discretionary spending from each account each year. And it was kind of tough to spend $600 on books related to travel and history. So this is really nice that we can now spend it on any collection. Well, anything we want, but I'll keep spending it on collections. We'll just spend it on collections more generally. So does anyone have any questions about anything else on the director's report?
Just out of curiosity, and tell me it's none of my business if you want to, who are we giving the Sheldon to from Virginia?
Oh, yeah, I don't think there's no reason that's a secret. It's Stephen Donatio.
This much.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
amazing. So he is taking steps to organize his collection, and as you can imagine, it's vast, and so this is a great opportunity for him to get high quality shelving. and it's a great opportunity for the town to dispossess ourselves of shelving that we would otherwise have to pay someone to take away and recycle.
That's great.
So we will still have to pay to get rid of some of the shelving at Duclos, but most of the Virgin's shelving will be taken away. And the same moving company, Meyer, will break down and move those shelves for him. He's retained them separately. Win-win-win.
Yeah, wow. Good. That's great. Is there any whisper of what will happen to the Duclos space?
There are a couple of different organizations that are going to be moving
that are looking
in.
Into it. Oh, that's good.
I don't know. Excuse me. Got a piece of hazelnut. I don't know if the bank has or those organizations have made public yet who's moving in, but I know that there's at least two, possibly three, that are going to be occupying that space.
That's great.
We can talk more about that in a little bit.
When I read the director's reports, I realize how many pieces and parts you are moving. I mean, this is more than a 1,000-piece puzzle, I realized, you know? And it keeps changing, right?
So what keeps it interesting.
Quite something.
That's a good way to describe it, 1,000-piece puzzle. I like
yeah.
that.
Okay, and just a reminder that we're doing the Memorial Day Parade, so if anyone wants to march with us, you can join us. I'll send out an email a few days before. I think we meet at 8:45. Is the parade at 9, I think? I'll double check.
No, I won't be here.
You won't be here. A lot of people won't be. It's that makes sense.
These
it's a long
programs.
Weekend. Yes.
Will they end in July and not start it until a couple of months later? Are we going to give some time to...
We'll start in September. I mean, we'll
start
in August. End of August, you know, we have our grand opening August 29th, so we'll be back up and running the following week, hopefully. By the way, this is as I'm sure you noticed, a different way than how I usually show the programs. Now that we're using SpringShare, it's harder to copy and paste for whatever reason. So I just copy and pasted the actual calendar. If you guys don't like that, let me know.
I like it.
Okay.
I like to see how people are looking at it.
Okay. And I included a link, so you can always click on that, and it'll bring you to the calendar, and then you can click on each individual one. So
it's great.
We're trying something new. We can always go back. Okay. Let's see. Yeah, I think that's it for the director's report for me, unless you guys have other questions.
Well, this is probably with the renovations all.
Okay. I know, it's a little silly the way we've divided it up. But, okay, the next agenda item is Memorial Day Parade updates. I don't think there's that many to give. We have ordered the bookmarks that we're going to hand out for the Save the Date, so we have those. We have ordered the t-shirts. If you're going to march in the parade, feel free to stop by the library and pick one up. We have a variety of sizes. We have ordered the little seed papers. I'm not sure how to describe, but like the paper with the seed in it, and it's Ilsley branded, so we're going to hand those out. We've got the banner. It's the banner we always use, but we'll march with that. Trisha and Jennifer are working together to host the sign making workshop. And then I'll bring the signs to the meeting point so people don't have to lug them around. And then I will pick the signs up at the end of the parade and dispose of them. I know that there's some back and forth on whether we should save them for future years, but I think given that we're not planning on marching in the parade in the foreseeable future, it doesn't make sense to clutter the new library with signs. So if anyone wants to keep their sign, they will be able to, but... I'm not planning on saving them.
Is it if there is rain, like heavy rain, is the parade canceled? I don't
know. That's such a good question.
Ask, you know?
I don't know.
Yeah. But it would be somebody would communicate that obviously, right?
Yes. That is a great question.
This is kind of a sidetrack issue, but I have a feeling that we talked about this before. Maybe at our retreat. Did we talk about like a rebranding for the new space, or did we?
We've touched on it. We've talked on it. I think the general consensus was everyone would love to do a rebranding, but that the trustees and I agreed. We all felt like the lead up to the bond vote and the relocation was not the time to do it because we want to rely on the brand association that we have. But I would think once we're settled in the new building, if we that might be the time to circle back to it. Theoretically, I'll have a lot
that's
more bandwidth.
That's precisely why I wanted to wait for the retreat until later, because I think there are going to be a lot of things that pop up like that.
What would that entail, the rebranding? Because you talked about it before, right? I'm not quite sure.
So, I mean, my understanding of that, I think we just kind of threw around the idea that it would be nice to, like, freshen up the materials, you know, like the logo and that kind of thing. And that's a big process. And right now there's obviously, like, a lot else going on. It would have been nice to have done it in conjunction, but I think it makes sense to wait.
Yeah, I think it'd be new logo, probably new brand colors. And then once that's done, it would be me and the library staff working through and updating all of our public facing materials to reflect that new identity.
That's a lot.
Website, I guess. Yeah. We would update the website. Yeah.
Thanks, yeah.
In the new strategic plan.
It makes sense to do after. I think after the new strategic plan,
can,
that's a part of it.
That's right.
Diaper
so
emergency.
I'm not able to attend a Memorial Day parade, and you're not either. You're not around.
I won't be here.
Is there going to be a black mark against our name? Should I send my proxies or?
No.
Yeah.
There'll be plenty of people.
Kinnis may be able to represent me. He loves a parade, and I think
kids love parades. Like, families always want to march at the library. I think we'll be fine.
So we'll be good. Okay.
Yeah.
I won't be available.
I'll be there, and I'll bring my children and Wilder, and Trisha will be there. Yeah, a lot
you
of
can kids. Bring children.
Oh, absolutely!
All right.
Kids love
the project.
Yes. The library has historically been the organization that is like, if you're a kid and you want to march in the parade, you can march with us. You don't have to. I don't know. You don't have to be the cheerleader or like in the music group or whatever. You just show up and you can march with us. Okay, renovation and relocation update. At this point, the renovation updates, I don't have that many. It's going well. They're working on finishes. As I emailed you, that sort of back parking lot concern, REARC was able to work with Emily and they just project managed the heck out of it and like, yeah, so it's actually already done, which is wonderful.
Great.
So we're on schedule. We're looking good. They're almost done with the front concrete, and then they'll start doing the landscaping out front. It's going to be a few more weeks of them doing the back parking lot. I know that people in the community are frustrated that they can't use that upper parking lot, especially the handicap spaces, and they hear repaving, and they're like, why couldn't that be done in 2 days or 1 day? But it's because, and I'm telling you guys this so you can tell other people when they complain to you, you know, bringing an entire parking lot up to grade is complicated. It's more like road work than just repaving. There's all sorts of underground utilities. Our geothermal lines need to come up. It all needs to take place at the same time. There's curbs that have to be poured. So it's a whole big complicated thing, and that's why it's taking so long. Barbara and I did a quick walkthrough before this meeting. So of note, anything, Barbara? The carpet is in.
The colors.
I'm so sad. Oh,
just email me. We can go anytime. Just email me.
And the windows are all in. I mean, it is, it's happening. It is going to be so gorgeous. I'm sure the people in this town have no idea how beautiful this is going to be. You know, it's gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous.
Okay, so I'll send around the updated.
I have just a quickie question about landscaping.
Yeah, go right ahead. Yes, it's two pages.
They're going to REARC is subcontracting that.
Yep.
Do you know who they're subcontracting?
This is for Meg.
I do not know who they are subcontracting it to. I could look it up.
Well, that's right.
I've talked with the guy, but I can't remember his name.
Okay. But they anticipate that the landscaping will all be done by August 29th?
It should all be done way before then.
Way before.
Because Corey, the town gardener, really didn't want things getting planted in July and August when it's
exactly.
hot.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
So I think the landscaping will actually be done in like May, June.
Wow. That's good.
Oh, there's an extra one. Great. So we are getting ever closer to the actual relocation, and I'm feeling very good about it. We've got some of these dates have been updated, but they are all pretty official at this point. So the dates when all the vendors and movers and installers are going to be here, those have all been finalized. We know the dates that the internet and Consolidated are hopefully going to be on site and get us connected. That was like a big holdup last time. The donor preview party has been scheduled for the 5th. The book truck parade has been scheduled for the 6th. So all the dates are all pretty locked in, which is exciting. The librarians have a good idea of what they need to do and how to get ready for the move, and we've honestly packed a lot. Royce and I have been working to sell off the furniture that we no longer need, and most of it has been claimed at this point. So people were already starting to get rid of some of the furniture from Virgin's. Charter House is taking a lot of it.
Oh, great. That's great.
And then we're coming up with plans and sort of earmarking things for the Duclos building. And two of the organizations that I know are going to be moving in have already done a walkthrough and sort of claimed what they want. So a lot of the furniture will actually just be staying there.
Oh, that's great.
Even better. Yeah. I'm working with Jamie McKenna at the bank to come up with a closeout plan for the Duclos building. So I'm thinking that by early September, mid-September, we'll be totally done. We'll have done whatever patching and painting needs to be completed. We'll have removed the shelving that shouldn't be there. So we're kind of working through that list and getting prepared to vacate that space. We have, on the operations front, we have our new desk schedule, so everyone knows what their schedule will be like in the new building. We've got our new internal scheduling procedures and policies in place. We're working on the opening and closing procedures. Things are just humming along as we get ready for the relocation.
Would you, have you told this group the story about the woman that was trying to return the book here?
Oh, I don't know. I can't remember.
Tell the story, because I've been laughing about that for a week, but now I'm thinking people will probably still be, we're going to have to put signs on the back,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, don't return books.
Yeah.
Tell
the story.
I was on a walkthrough, my weekly walkthrough with the superintendent at the site, Ben, and he got a phone call, and he always takes them because, it could be someone really important delivering something to the site or whatever. And it was a woman trying to return a library book, and she had walked onto the construction site. She had tried to get into the building, and then she had seen next to the entryway a sign that says, "For deliveries, call Ben," and it has a cell phone, because if there's like a tractor trailer, that's who they're supposed to call. So she called Ben and was like, "I'm trying to return my library books. Where do I go?"
It's a year overdue.
Yeah, this was like 3 weeks ago.
Oh my
really? A
year
overdue?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's so confusing. Yeah. It's like, did she check them out
right.
from the Duclos
yeah.
building and then forget in 3 weeks?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, I
who knows?
That. Is that a riot, though?
It's crazy.
That is unbelievable. People are so funny.
I know.
They're funny.
I think that's funny.
But we will stop accepting returns at the Duclos building. I can't remember if I put that on the calendar. Probably a few days before the last day of operation. So probably the Thursday or Friday, August 6th or 7th, we'll tell people that we're no longer accepting returns.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we'll do our best to keep them from returning books. We won't be able to really stop them.
Yeah.
But
will the book drop stay out there?
Then? I will remove the book drop. We'll remove that. We can lock it too, so you can't get into it. So we will lock it.
Just in the event we don't want any books to get lost, are we going to put the book drop somewhere else in the interim?
No, we don't want to be accepting returns while the collection is being moved, because there won't be anywhere to put them.
Mm-hmm.
However, I don't think we'll have to be book dropless for long.
Okay.
I think probably like a week or two, and then we will open the book drop in the new building.
Mm-hmm. I guess I'm just concerned about people shutting the book on my couch and then not coming across it for another year.
I mean, so we stopped accepting returns for 3 weeks when we did the relocation last time, and people hated it, but it was okay.
Yeah.
The thing that wasn't okay, I guess, was that I really underestimated how many returns we would get the first few days we were open, and it was just like overwhelming and we weren't staffed for it.
Mm.
I'm not worried about that in the new building because we're going to be able to open the book drop like 2 weeks before we even reopen.
Okay.
And I will have people scheduled to do just book returns the first few days that we're open so that we don't get caught unawares again. And you know, we'll check. What people will do probably is just leave their books by the door. That happened a little bit last time, and we'll just make sure we have a librarian check the doors at the beginning and end of the day. And
when we moved the college to the new building, we asked the community to return their books before the move so that they could be integrated and then be moved with. We even had t-shirts made. Got books, return them now. You know, and everybody wear these t-shirts. You might want to, if you're interested in getting people to say, you know, could you return your books, just Front Porch Forum or maybe in the Yeti, you know, return your books before July 24th or hang on to them then for the next month.
What I think I'll do is I'll really publicize when the last return date is. I don't actually want the books to come back until we're in the new building.
Okay.
I'd rather not have a whole bunch of books that do close before the move. But I'll give people lots of warning.
Yeah.
And if you want to return them, do it by this date.
Yeah.
But we'll adjust due dates.
Right.
There aren't going to be any.
Exactly.
We'll reassure people of that. Because,
people
really lose their mind with the anxiety of, like, having an overdue book, even though we don't have fines.
Right. And I think that is sometimes still hard in the public mind.
Yeah.
You know, some people are very uptight about the due dates.
Yes,
so
they are.
Giving the warning and then saying, don't worry, right?
Yeah.
Fine. Well,
yeah.
He's
there. Ruin your library credit rating by not returning the books. Don't
go back to the library because you have an overdue book.
Other renovation or relocation questions before we shift yet again to grand opening?
I have a question which is probably far out of left field. Are there any contracted window washers hired?
Oh, what a great question. No, that's one of the budgets that got cut for fiscal year 27. As you guys might remember, it was a very difficult budget year for the town, and so we had to make cuts, and that was a new budget line item. I had scheduled for a window washing in the fall and a window washing in the spring, and that was just one of the least painful. It was the most discretionary spending we had, and the understanding was that it will get added back in.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way we cannot wash the windows. They're humongous.
Mm-hmm.
It would look awful.
Yeah.
I'm hoping, I haven't checked with REARC about this yet. I'm kind of thinking they're going to, during their final construction cleanup, they might do a window washing. I'm hoping.
I'm sure they will.
That could be like our fall window washing, and maybe that could get us through to the spring. And then I can pay for the spring window washing out of our capital reserve budget. Mm-hmm. And then hopefully for fiscal year 28, it'll become a part of our operating budget. But right now, no, we don't have anyone.
I didn't see it on there. What,
what were the other cuts in that conversation?
I would have to go back and look at the specific line items. There were other facilities maintenance cuts made, which I would describe as not terribly impactful, with the understanding that we will be able to add them back in. And then there were very targeted and specific personnel spending cuts, which were also non-impactful.
And then I know you mentioned this, but with the maintenance of landscaping, it's gonna blend in with the town, whoever's doing all of this.
Yes, Corey will do the gardening.
That's great.
Garden maintenance. We will probably have to help water in the first year. Mm-hmm. I'm not a gardener, but my understanding is that the shrubs need a lot of water to make it through the first season. But hopefully we've designed a low enough maintenance landscape that she'll be, it's the town only has one gardener and she has a huge portfolio and she's part-time. So it's tough, but I'm hoping that she'll be able to take it all over.
She's really good.
Yeah. Oh, she's fabulous.
The circle was just gorgeous.
She's amazing, but there's just too much for her to do. So I suspect that that'll be an ongoing, like over the next few years, we'll probably see some changes in how we handle the library's landscaping. But my preference is to keep it through the town's public works and not have someone that like the library hires directly for it.
Yeah, and maybe volunteers, friends of the library, people...
Maybe.
Water. I know that.
I don't know.
Tricky.
I'm like triggered right now.
I almost didn't say it.
It's been tricky in the past. Yeah. But yeah, maybe.
But for like watering.
Yeah.
That first year.
Yeah. And then there will be some plants, some interior house plant type things. I have a walkthrough scheduled with Bethany from something, all things nice, or
giving
the giving fridge, but then they also have like a plant side of the business, which is called like Spice and Nice or something. So she's gonna do a
everything
walk.
Nice.
Everything nice, thank you. It has nothing to do with spice. Okay. She is gonna do a walkthrough with me, and we're hiring her to come up with a plan for some interior plantings. And the library staff will be responsible for watering and maintaining anything inside the building and the plantings on the roof terrace.
Yeah.
Corey will probably plant the roof terrace. There's gonna be four planters, and she'll probably decide what's gonna go in there, but we'll water them. Yeah.
You will bring your watering can. I can tell.
I was just thinking, oh, maybe the town wants a part-time helper. I mean, worker.
Maybe.
Not me.
Yeah.
Avery.
Oh, Avery. I can ask.
She wants to do landscaping.
Oh.
Plugging for my 18-year-old who needs money for college.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you think that's worth asking? I'll ask.
I think it's worth asking.
Yeah.
Okay. Grand opening planning. So we had another committee meeting. Actually, Barbara, I've been talking so much. Do you want to give any updates before I plunge in and keep talking?
Keep talking. You're doing a great job.
And I'm sorry I wasn't able to make the meeting.
That's quite all right.
It was a smaller group,
but that felt fine.
Yeah. It was good.
We have pretty much finalized the flow for the grand opening day. And so now my next steps are kind of reaching out to the people that we want to speak or the vendors that we want at the reception. And we're kind of locking people in and scheduling things and doing all that good stuff. We kind of agreed on the guest list for the donor preview party. So I'm going to start working on invitations. We'll send out a print invitation and a digital invitation and ask people to RSVP. And the plan for that event will be, it'll start at 5, doors will open, people can kind of do a little self-guided tour. Then at 5:30, we'll have remarks up on the roof terrace, weather permitting. And then we'll just have a reception. People can wander around or just hang out on the roof terrace, and we'll have beer and wine and seltzer and cheese plates and charcuterie, things like that. So that should be a fun event. And we have a really clear idea of how the book truck parade is going to operate. It will be hopefully about an hour long. We will have 20 book carts that get 20 carts worth of deliveries, I guess. Not necessarily just one person per cart, but maybe like 3 or 4 people sort of guiding each cart down Main Street. And I'm starting to reach out or starting to think about what groups or families we want to make sure we invite to participate so we have some good representation. So I'm going to ask like Yellow House, for example, if they want to participate, and the teen advisory group if they want to do it, things like that.
There was a little bit of a question mark about liability.
Yep, the town is still looking into that.
Still looking into that, okay.
I'm just really hopeful that we are able to work through it, because it just seems a little silly to me.
Would the Main Street be closed for that?
Main Street would not be closed. The carts would come down the west side of Main Street, and they would cross at the roundabout. There'd be a crossing guard, and then they'd go back on the east side, and there'd be a crossing guard down near the bank. So hopefully they wouldn't ever be two carts coming at each other. And we would be releasing one cart every 3 minutes, so they'd be pretty well spaced. We're not going to be loading them up all the way, so they won't be heavy and unwieldy.
I found my notes. So
I'll
jump in. Yeah, I'll jump in here. what I think are fun things, Two Brothers has agreed to a custom drink 2 weeks before, so we'll all have to meet at Two Brothers and have an Ilsley drink or something. That'd be fun. And there's going to be a literary pun bun from Haymakers
that'll be released.
That's fun. We talked to Book Truck, you did that. The grand opening, basically, it was Joe McVeigh making the introductory remarks for the ILSI 100 group, primarily. Mm-hmm. Then Meg for the Library Trustees, the reading of Ted Shue's poem, Dan Brown, the Select Board, have you talked with him? We're working on this.
We're working on that.
This is all tentative. So, REARC rep Dana, thank you to the donors. A community photo op,
hopefully with Caleb. we need to ask him if he'd be interested in doing that.
Yeah, he'd be happy to do it. Yeah. So okay. We just have to make sure it's on his radar. And,
okay, I'll send it.
Gonna
so it's going to be August 29th. It's a Saturday.
About 10 o'clock in the morning, Saturday. And then the river cutting would be done by the lead donor. And then there was this idea that children, I'm probably the worst person to talk about this, would enjoy cutting a ribbon. So we'll have a ribbon in front of the children's room that'll say Ilsley Library, and we'll pull it across, and they get to cut it and keep it as they go into the children's
room. So everyone gets to cut a ribbon.
Yeah. And the Revolutionary Press has been confirmed, and that will be in there. And bathtub sugar cookies from Otter Creek are still tentative at this point. The new Filmmakers Festival is doing the screening at 2 o'clock in the community room.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's a big
huge.
Update. I forgot
that
about that.
Huge.
Yeah. On our opening day. Isn't that fun? We don't know what film yet. But it's going to be open to the community. You're not going to need to have gotten the pass to attend.
Unheard of.
Yeah.
Unheard of, right.
That's
so
great.
So we're doing good. Dana's done most of the work here, but it's going to be very fun. elegant and simple, as we mentioned before.
Can we, if we go back in time a little bit?
Yes.
I know there's a German custom for people who have actually worked on the building to be celebrated in a way, mm-hmm. you know, to have a party for them. Is there anything possible at all? Because
yes.
when I came in with you, there were so many people.
I know.
And they were all working, you know, at different times. So I don't know if it's actually feasible.
I think it is.
Something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I had mentioned a long time ago to REARC that we wanted to do some sort of open house for all mm-hmm. the crew and subcontractors. And they said, I thought they said, well, we always do something like that. So you're welcome to participate if you want. And then I emailed their head of marketing today to be like, we'd love to help plan this event. And she said, well, we don't usually do that, but yeah, let's do something. So we have a Zoom set up for next week to brainstorm. It'll probably be like a morning, couple hours, open house. I'd love for Tricia to do a story time that sort of focuses on like builders. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple of great books about like someone has to build the dream and like, so yeah, probably just like coffee and cookies as we always do, but yeah, we'll invite everyone in. And then the REARC and Weeman Lamphere core team, of which there's probably like 12 of them all together, we will invite to the donor preview party. Oh, which reminds me. Okay, so did I only send the email out today with all of this information? Mm-hmm. I thought I sent that out last week on Wednesday. I really apologize. I saw it sitting in my outbox this morning and pressed send, but I was hoping that maybe it had sent last week, but I apologize. Attached to that email, I had a list or a draft of letters of the REARC and Weeman Lamphere folks. And I'd love to give them, we had talked a little bit about the idea of a lifetime library membership.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And I think we'll also get them something small from Danforth Pewter. I'm not exactly sure what yet, as a little thank you. But if you guys have edits that you'd like me to make to the letters, just let me know. I'm kind of hoping to print them up for the next trustee meeting. So you guys can sign them and I can start prepping those things, but it's just a draft. So they're not terribly personal. I tried to personalize them.
I did a nice job.
I thought it was nice.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
I just wonder why you were not part of the signature because, we do it as a joint director.
Yeah. Well, I think they know that. I don't need to be on it. It's okay. I think it's meaningful to come from the trustees. You know, like you're a body that has authority, and yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. You wrote them well.
Thank you.
I thought they were very. Yeah. I just read two of them. I didn't read all of them.
Yeah, they're all pretty similar, but.
But I love you gave that kind of personal. And you did blah blah blah.
Right.
You
yeah.
know, you know the design or the planning or the you know kept us on schedule. I thought that was perfect.
Okay. Okay, great. So then I will print them and bring them to the next meeting. Excellent.
So I'm not going to be, I'm going to be in trial. I'm not going to be available, but you can
That's okay. Cause we'll be, I'm not going to give these out until like the mid July. So we'll have another chance to sign them in July, or you could just come by anytime. I could leave them at the library for you.
One thing we have not talked about too much, but it kind of came up at our gathering, is we had talked about a series of, you know, really good events or presentations mm-hmm. following the month. The 6 months, let's say, we're still in celebration mode. Mm-hmm. We haven't done much with that.
Well, the librarians are working on that.
They're working
on that. Yeah, I would say that becomes the point at which you guys don't have to worry about it too much. I can update you as we keep developing things, but Jennifer has booked, I'm going to forget her name now, but the college professor who's took a sabbatical and visited every library in the state, and she gives an amazing talk about libraries as place, and she has this incredible PowerPoint presentation.
You know,
it's really good.
Follow her on Instagram.
Yeah.
Hannah.
Yes.
She knits.
Oh. Hannah. She knits
yep.
a lot.
And
what does she teach at the college?
She's not at Middlebury College. I don't know where
no,
she is.
No,
at
UVM.
UVM.
Oh, she's at UVM.
Okay, that'd be cool.
She's very cool. She's a really big deal in the library community. And so she is going to be giving a lecture in September.
Perfect.
And that's going to be like a big,
yeah,
very exciting to do. We'll publicize
yeah.
the heck
yeah.
out of that.
Yeah.
And then
that's
the follow...
That's a smart thing to do. Sorry.
Oh, thank you.
That's awesome.
And then the following month, Jennifer has scheduled a joint lecture with the... Sheldon, focused on the Charity and Sylvia event. So I think that'll have a lot of people will be kind of buzzing about that because it's the Vermont Reads book and
mm-hmm.
yeah. And then she's looking to do another sort of big event the following month.
Great.
And Tricia, we already have the big public speaker, Jared Kraskowski coming in October. And then we're considering, we want to do something big in September. We might do VINS, the Vermont Institute of Natural Sciences, have them come do like
oh,
a
birds.
Raptor day with the birds. There's a couple other things. So we're going to try and have a couple big, big
great.
Events.
Okay. Good.
Actually, I should, so through the district, the federal court, there's like for the 250th birthday, they're organizing something and you know, the library was not quite, it's going to be on Constitution Day, though, in September,
okay.
and the Town Hall Theater is going to sponsor it. There's going to be, like, poetry reading. There's an art contest that we're actually trying to get kids to participate in and publicize a little bit more about, and a poetry contest, and there'll be, like, some music. There'll be a reading of the Declaration of Independence, the preamble, and the Bill of Rights, not the whole thing, because otherwise we'll be there forever. And I don't know whether the library can, like, do anything around that. I just was sort of throwing it out there.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll be, it's like a Thursday, like, in the middle of the day. It'll be, like, mm-hmm. 1. But maybe in advance of, like, the weekend before, like,
mm-hmm.
it could be, like, a,
getting excited for the, yeah.
You know, Constitution Day.
Okay. I love that. Other grand opening things. I think that's it. It feels like we have a really solid plan, and
yeah.
now we're getting to the more the detailed time. The Bristol Band is in.
Oh yes.
They're gonna perform Ilsley's March.
Oh,
they're gonna
yeah.
play for from 9:30 to 10, like
wow.
as everyone's coming in and getting
that's
ready. And then they'll play Ilsley's March right at 9:30 or at 10 as we start the ribbon cutting. And it seems like, it hasn't been confirmed, but it seems like Joe's son's jazz band is going to play on the roof terrace
yeah.
during the opening. So that'll be good. And I'm giving a tour. I'm doing a walkthrough with Peter from Toad Hall Flowers in 2 weeks. So he'll do the flowers for both the grand opening and the donor preview event. And Farhad is going to do balloons for the grand opening from...
Did you discuss your next meeting date for that?
Yes, it's going to be the first Thursday in June at Barbara's, 4 p.m. Thank you, that's important. So, forgot to share that. Any other questions about...
So the 4th?
4 p.m.
4th at 4?
Yes, the 4th at 4.
Okay, great.
At Barbara's house. Any other questions about the grand opening? Great. Staff appreciation event planning. We're just rolling right through tonight.
That's this week.
That's this week.
Yeah.
That's in 2 days.
2 days. And I my apologies. Meg and I were supposed to get together, and her father died. And,
yeah.
and we were going to do some. I was thinking about a moving survivor kit for each one of the staff. You know, with scotch tape and clips and you know, but.
We can get to that.
We can do it
later
when we're moving in.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
Meg.
I was just thinking. I had written to Meg because I don't have a role, so I said, you know, what can I do? So if there's anything that can be done in the next couple of days, I'd be glad to do it.
Well, she won't be here.
She won't be here.
She's in Virginia.
And I also Meg reached out to me too and just said you may need backup. I was planning to drop by, but if you want to put our heads together or if you know how we can fill a gap or mm-hmm. what you want from us?
Well, so I would love for a trustee to make remarks. I just think it's more meaningful coming from you guys. I found a great quote about library workers and their work that I think is very inspiring, but I just think it would mean more coming from one of you guys with a thanks.
I would volunteer.
Okay, so
that.
Barbara
yeah,
will do that.
Yeah, I think you send me the quote. I kind of figured that something needs to be said,
yeah.
you know,
that's
from
awesome.
The Board of Trustees.
If you're happy to do that.
Okay, so Barbara will speak.
Yeah.
Barbara's husband has generously offered. I made a huge slideshow with pictures from every month of the renovation.
Wow.
So Mark is going to help set up the slideshow. The food has already been ordered. So I don't know if we're okay with not having like a whole bunch of decorations, which I'm okay with, then I think we're kind of...
I think people are good decorations.
We need to give something, you know, even if it's just a token of something.
How about if we do
a really sweet thing, which was a lot of work.
It's a lot of work, and I let go of it after Meg said, you know, there's no way I'm coming back, and
sure,
we were going to have fun with it. But I think we can do something very fun when we get close to moving time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
we can
reach out with a survival kit. I saw those online and I thought, well, that's a cute idea. Masking tape, paper clips, Tylenol, chocolate, you know, just a little bag of goodies to help the move go smoother. So,
well, I also had this idea, and I don't know if this is a good idea or not, but it's like a fantasy of mine that, in order to help the librarians like start getting comfortable and feeling like the new building is theirs, right after the furniture is installed, the trustees sort of say, we hope you guys will spend a few hours just like hanging out in the new building and getting comfy. And I think it would be so sweet if we said to them, like, pick out a book from the Vermont Bookshop and put it on the library's account and like go order a hot beverage from Otter Creek Bakery, and then just like go take your book and your coffee to the library and find a place where you want to sit and cozy up.
Well, that's
and like just
idea.
Let them kind of like be a library visitor for a few
that's
hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love
okay.
that.
I also
that's
think
great.
That was
thinking from thinking about the giving fridge and Bethany, who's awesome. You know, she has all kinds, I don't know if she's still how much of the plant part she's doing, but maybe we could find, and I think you had mentioned this.
Yeah,
so
a little
like,
plant
really
for each desk.
A little plant for everyone's desk.
Yeah,
it's cute.
Yeah,
I love that.
Well.
So yeah, we can push that off.
We'll push that off, and we'll just have this really kind words and
pop
them up. That's good.
Perfect. So then I think we are done in terms of the staff appreciation event. So thank you, everyone, and I hope everyone can. I know not everyone can make it, but I look forward to seeing you there if you can.
Yeah, I can definitely come. If you don't need me for anything else, I'll definitely be there for the second half.
Yeah, perfect. Leafy, can you come?
I can't. I have to go home for the dentist.
Oh, that's a real bummer. I'm sorry about that.
Thank you.
But.
And is there any time for setup to help the friends a little bit? I could get in touch with Ravel.
I don't even, I mean, you could ask Ravel. I don't know how much setup we even have to do.
When we did it last year, we moved some of the tables around. Mm-hmm. It took 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
Mark set up the computer. All you got to do is plug it in and test it a few times. So I thought we'd get there.
Yeah, let's get there
20 minutes early and just see what needs to be done.
We tried
to break up the cliques because there's going to be volunteers from the Friends, I believe. There has been in the past.
Yeah,
we were trying to create a seating where you just didn't cluster with your best friends and not mix. So that was kind of our goal.
If it's helpful, I'd be glad to talk to Ravel and see.
That'd be great.
With them. Yeah.
But I have a feeling that Ravel will say, we haven't planned on doing anything, so I don't know. I don't.
We'll find out.
We'll find out. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It'd be.
Okay.
But it'll be fun. It was fun last year, and I know everyone's really looking forward to it at the library. So. And be sure to congratulate Emmanuel and Haley if you haven't seen them since they got married.
Yeah.
They're still on cloud 9, which is
very sweet.
Yeah. Oh, so, and Daniela got her certificate of librarianship.
Oh, yeah. From the state?
From the state. So you can congratulate her as well. That's a really big deal.
So would you send me the quote and then some of those little poignant things, weave them into?
Yeah.
So you have two spouses.
Yeah, we now have two spouses working at the library, Chris Allen and Tricia Allen, and Haley Coble and Emmanuel McInnes. It's interesting.
It is
how that happened.
Yeah.
And we are filling our final position. There have been a ton of applicants. Crystal at the town has been doing pre-screens for us, which is just so amazingly helpful. And we have four interviews scheduled for the next 2 or 3 weeks, and then hopefully someone starting in, I was saying early June. It's probably mid-June at this point, but that's plenty of time. Yeah.
Are these local people or all over the state or all over the
They're local. There's one or two applying from Shelburne, so it would be a commute, but local enough. Yeah, it's pretty close. Yeah, I don't think it's a job that someone could move for. It's part-time.
I'll tell you, Claire knows this probably, but I mean, students are having a terrible time finding jobs. I mean, it's kind of put a damper on the whole. I don't know if you agree with that, Leafy, but there's an anxiety of, I was talking to one of these guys, the hockey guys. I said, what's in the cards for you? And he kind of froze. Oh, he said, well, I'm going to go home, but it'll be okay. Something will come. Something will happen. You know, you can just, it's really, it's kind of, you know, my student from Kenya is applying to work in admissions. She said about 150 no thank yous, you know, beyond that. So it's a scary time for young people.
This is not relevant for our meeting, but there's a whole cohort of Afghan students who are just stranded at the moment because, you know, they're waiting for papers and they can't work and, you know, can't go back home. So, and I'm sure there are more students like that.
Yeah.
You might know,
scary time.
Yeah, so it's a hard time.
It is. Definitely time to
Well, a lot of creativity comes out of it. I remember when I graduated from college, it was terrible. And then you read people's stories, like, I don't know why, I was just reading someone's history, and they're like, oh, I just had a series of, like, you know, these terrible jobs, but it, like, created fodder for, like, everything that came out of them. So it's, you know.
It's character building.
It's kind of par for the course.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was ever easy.
it's more the legality, I think. You know, the
that is a
crazy,
unique situation.
Yeah,
for
sure.
Yeah.
That's one thing.
And it's like politically terrifying.
Yeah.
No, it's challenging.
Yeah, a lot of people are going to grad school.
Yeah. Well, we will hire you anytime you are ready to come back to Ilsley. We will always have a job waiting for you here.
So is this Leafy's last?
This is.
Big
announcement. Yeah, sorry.
I think I did know that, but I forgot. I would have planned a little something.
No,
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Leafy, you are the note taker extraordinary.
You have been the best.
Appreciated this. It's been like, I like taking notes, and it's been such a wonderful experience to like to learn, to just sit and listen and
observe, learn
in this like really awesome moment in Ilsley history. That like that I think is just like such a good experience for like knowing I want to work in libraries.
Are you graduating?
I did already, at the
okay.
end of January, and sticking around,
so
and then starting grad school in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you
going to
go?
Yeah. I'm going to go to Pratt Institute.
Oh, fabulous.
Yep.
My alma mater.
I want to be exactly like Dana.
Careful what you wish for.
Don't worry about growing. That's not the most
important. Awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah.
So what happens in the summer then?
I'm going back to Maine for the summer. That's where I grew up, where my parents are.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
It's
really great.
And if you ever need anything library related or like want to talk or anything, please reach out and come visit us.
And please. You can think of someone of your colleagues who might want to do this job.
Okay.
Let us know.
Yes. That's what I was trying to think. Yeah. We didn't tell you this, but you have to provide us
replacements.
All right, well, that leads us, I guess, to board comments and unfinished business.
Did we talk about the retreat?
What did we talk about?
Retreat, board retreat.
Not on the agenda, but we can talk about it. Was it supposed to be?
Oh, no, I skipped back up.
Oh, okay. We have decided to postpone the retreat until October, November, and we actually did... I'll make a note to put that on the next agenda because we did want to pick a date way in advance so that we can all lock it in.
Yeah. And that is the launching of the
strategic planning.
Strategic planning, yeah. I was just thinking, yeah, okay.
Well, for what it's worth, I was walking into court on, I guess it was last week. And the court security officers, two of them are from Addison County, and one of them was like, it looks so big. And I was like, it's not that big. But I was like, it's gorgeous. And we
have tons of space.
Yeah.
And, so it was funny. That was a funny reaction.
But like, it was negative? Like, he was like...
It was like, it's really big. And I was like, it's not as big as you think it is.
Well, I keep
going. It's the right size.
Right.
It's the right size, but we... What was the 6,000 square feet was the addition? Now that doesn't sound huge. You know,
we increased our overall space by a third.
By a third, which is really
So when you think of the square footage, it's really pretty modest.
It's what fits.
It's what fits exactly.
Yes, right, yeah.
Exactly.
That's our motto.
Yeah.
Could I move to adjourn the meeting?
You may.
Second that.
All in favor? Okay, adjourned. Yeah.